You know what I was thinking about today? I was thinking about how fucking lucky and grateful I am to be alive. I was thinking about when I almost died on a Canadian river. This was in 2015. It was during my month of hiking every single day, over a month of hiking every single day in the North Shore Mountains, in Vancouver, North Vancouver, in British Columbia, my old home. In Canada, my old home Canada. I almost died in a fucking Canadian river. A raging white water river, baby. A freezing mountain river. I almost died, Don. I did. I almost died in a freezing, raging white water Canadian river, baby. I almost died. I was hiking to Norvan Falls, and I had hiked to Norvan Falls before. It wasn't the hardest hike I had done. I was doing like a, okay, do, you know, this hike again, preparing for more of the like hardcore hikes that are to come. And I decided to go further into the forest past Norvan Falls because I wanted to see the fork. I wanted to see that fucking fork in the trail that went one trail and then another trail, okay? Two trails. And these were both like the two of the more hardcore trails, like I think two of the most hardcore trails in Lynn Headwaters Regional Park, one of the places I used to hike a lot during that month and a half. I wanted to see it, so I did. I went in, it was like a kilometer or more to get to that fork in the road, and I took a piss, I probably smoked a cigarette, and then I turned around, and when I turned around, I did not see the trail I had just come on. All right. Trail was gone. It had fucking floated to fucking Saudi Arabia because it wasn't there. The forest had consumed the trail. It had merged. The trees from either side of the trail had merged together and it was all fucking done. It was done, baby. So I looked around for a while, trying to get back on the trail, trying to find a way through the fucking mess of trees and all the shit on the forest floor. And it's very compact and it's very compressed. That's what it's like. That's what British Columbia is like, baby. Why do I keep saying baby? Because you are my baby. Anyway, and I love you. Anyway, I was getting lost, really lost, going through these very compact trees and forestry elements. And I decided that instead of spending hours upon hours of trying to go in the same direction I came from and get back on the trail to safety that way, and maybe it not even happening, maybe becoming more and more and more lost, instead, I was going to make it down to the river. I was going to go in the direction of the river, get onto the fucking cliffside, make it down to the river, head downstream, boulder to boulder, rock to rock, rock to rock, boulder to boulder, and through the river until I reached a point where I could get back onto the trail and I knew where the fuck I was. And that's what I did. I got back to the cliffside because the trail I was on was on the cliffside, but even when I got to that fucking cliffside, trail still wasn't there, baby. It wasn't there. But I got to the cliffside. I made it down to the river. I slid down this dead tree, this broken dead tree, covered in moss and slime. And then I slipped. I slipped like fucking halfway through, halfway down, onto my back, onto a fucking boulder, my back onto a boulder. And it hurt, but I didn't hear a crack, so I was all right. I didn't seriously injure myself there yet. And then I got into the river, and the river was like fucking... And I'm kilometers deep. I'm like fucking 8, 9, 10 kilometers deep into the forest here. And I have to do that. I have to go through that fucking river downstream for all of those miles. And I got started. boulder to boulder, I did it. And the river is very ferocious. It's a mountain river. It's going really fast. It's really clean. And it's, you know, lovely smells, beautiful smells. Oh, yeah, real nice. And the water's very pretty. But it's ferocious. It's vicious. And it's not like they designed, it's not like this river is man-made and it's designed for people to be walking through it and boulder to bouldering through it. So of course, like, there's only certain patches, certain areas where it is reasonable to go boulder to boulder because of a lot of it. And I'm talking like straight down through the fucking center, through the middle of the river. Through the center of the river. It's not like on the sides. Because the sides are just as compact as the rest of the forest. Like the trees and the fucking... that forestry. The fucking plant life comes right up to the banks of the river. And it's not like you can just hug the side and go along that way. And if you did, then it would take, you know, even longer. So I'm going through these fucking boulders. But there's stretches where I have to literally get into this river and walk through the river. And it's a pretty deep river, you know, and it's not even either. I think if I were to say, like, and I'm going to say what height it was for most of it, it was like probably up to my chest, like somewhere like stomach to chest area for most of it when I did go into the river. But even like the stretches where it's like up to your knees, up to your thighs, up to your penis, up to your dick, up to your fucking cock. It's terribly cold and painful. And it's a real fucking thing. It's a real fucking thing. It was a real survival situation. And it took a long time. And I also fell into the river unexpectedly. I think twice. I remember two real bad ones where I fell in and I went fucking full in, submerged, and I hurt myself both of those times. Not severely, it could have been a lot worse. I could have cracked my fucking head open and it was close to that happening both times. I remember one time it was extremely, extremely close as well. Both times were close, but there was one time where it was extremely, extremely close for my head to be, you know, split in two, split in half there. Anyway, it does kind of bring some, a feeling of, I feel like I'm back on that river when I talk about it. And there are points when it's not fun to talk about. Like, so far it's been fun to talk about, but when I imagined, reimagined that in my mind and played it through, when I played that through in my mind of me, yeah, those two falls I took, yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult, you know? My body remembers, my mind remembers that. It still is one of the most dangerous fucking days of my life. It is the day where I could have died in this thing. It's the big one for the outdoors. Like, I have like medical things where I've been rushed to hospital in an ambulance, you know, I had multiple ones of them, and I've been, you know, there's been different things that have happened, but in this category of the great outdoors and of nearly dying, this is the big one. Okay. Yeah. So I did well. I did really well. And I am very proud of myself that I got down to the river, that I made that decision. And I'm very proud of myself that I fucking went through that river and I made it as far as I did. But there's only so much the fucking legs of a human could do, the arms of a human can do, the body of a human can do when the sun is setting. The sun is setting and it's getting dark. And that's what happened to me. So I made it quite far before it got very dark. And it did get very dark. It started getting blue, and then it got bluer, and it got very dark, and I was still in the river, still going from boulder to boulder to boulder to boulder, through the river. And eventually it got so dark that I couldn't see in front of me anymore. I could only see a very faint outline, a bare minimum outline of the boulders of the river around me. And the stars were out, and that's all I had, baby. That's all I had. I had the stars, the light of the stars. And at some point I decided, I can't fucking keep doing this. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to slip again on one of these boulders. I'm going to fall into the river. I am going to crack my head. I'm going to fucking drown. This isn't it, man. This isn't it right now. I got to find a fucking big rock and stay on it. And that's what I did. I got to the side of the river onto one of the big rocks I found. I found a big fucking platform boulder. And, it was about the size of a dinner table. It was that kind of size. Enough to really have some time to contemplate and think through now what I would have to do next. And I had very, very minimum supplies as well. I didn't have a lot of supplies. I had my lighter, had some cigarettes, and I smoked quite a few cigarettes up on that platform boulder that I got onto, up on that boulder. Yeah. And my heart started to race, you know, the panic set in. But I am also very proud that I didn't let that panic take over. Because I did have the beginnings of a panic attack, and not just the beginnings, like my heart was racing. And it wasn't from the physical exertion anymore. It was from the thought of what was about to come throughout the fucking night. And all those different thoughts of like, fucking, okay, I got a girlfriend at home. She's expecting me in. When is she going to call the police? When's she going to fucking call the rescue people? To come in with the helicopters and the fucking, you know, orange suits and the fucking... Why am I blanking on the name? The stretcher. Where's the stretchers? Where's the equipment? Where's the fucking friendly dogs that will help me? You know? And what about the bears? The bears, will they come out tonight? Will they smell me? Of course they'll smell me. And what will they fucking want to try and do? And I had no food, and I had very little drink as well. I had been rationing it since. But remember, it was the end of the hike. So I had like enough supplies to get back. And some, you know, some backup supplies beyond that. But this was a very serious situation. And yeah. I was drenched. I was wet. I was drenched. I was wet. I was freezing. Cold, you know. All of my clothes were wet. Everything was wet. Yeah. So I was thinking through all of this, and I was smoking, which was making me happy. And I was calming myself down mentally. I wasn't letting the panic take over. And I was planning for staying the night and surviving the night. And this was September. So it was still kind of warmish in the day, but it was cold at night. And it was going to get a lot colder throughout that night. And I was planning, and I was thinking, I was preparing myself for all of this. And then I decided to look at the stars, and I looked up at the stars, And it was a diamond field. It was a field of diamonds, those stars. It was one of the times in my life where I've seen, like, the fucking universe, existence, like that. I saw the whole fucking galaxy, baby, and beyond the galaxy. All those stars, all those planets, everything. And all that light, it's so crazy, man. It's insane. That fucking light, all the light years, you know, the billions of years, you know, some of it, millions of years and billions of years, that light, some of that light, you know, all that light and how long it's been fucking traveling into my eyeballs, into my retina, into my brain. All those fucking light years, thousands, millions, billions of light years, that light has been traveling. And it decides to fucking hit me now. And it hits me now when I'm in this situation where I think, like, I could be dead. I could be dead. I could be dead. And I'm looking deep into the fucking expanse of existence. And I say to myself, fuck this. I'm going home. And there was a conviction. There was a knowledge inside myself that everything was going to be all right now. And I packed up. And there was a fallen tree next to the boulder I was on. So I got on that and I made my way carefully along that in the dark. And then there was like another boulder and there was a corner. There was like a thing, like a part of the cliff was jutting out into the river. And I made my way round that onto another boulder onto the other side. And then I looked and I saw an opening, and it was an opening I knew, back onto the trail. Like, I might cry. I might actually cry. Fuck. I might actually cry. I might actually cry. Because that moment in my life was, I had feelings that I never experienced before, and I don't think I've experienced since. Not those kind of feelings, baby. Because I was dead. I was going to try and survive. I was going to fucking try my best to survive. And I think I might have survived. I think I would have survived. But I would have been damaged. And it would have been very detrimental to my health. And I don't know how badly it really could have fucked me up physically, you know. But I saw a way back onto the trail. It was like a log, and it was like a place where people would go and they would look out onto the river, and the trees had been cleared, like maybe a 10-meter, 15, 20-meter section of forest had been cleared, and it was like a lookout at the river. And it wasn't too far away, because I had passed it so many times, and I knew it wasn't far away from the beginning of the trail, from the entrance of the park. And it was pitch black now as well. It had been pitch black for a while. And looking through that fucking entrance back to life, you know, back to safety, I could make out just a few of those features. And then beyond that, it was completely black. And when I got over that log and I was the other side of that viewing platform, I was dancing, I was fucking singing, I was screaming, I was so fucking happy. And then I took the trail in the dark back to the beginning of the trail, back to the entrance of the park. And on the way as well, on the way on that fucking trail, back on the trail, There was these two guys that came along, these two like mountain runners, and they had like all this equipment and they had fucking flashlights on their heads and they were running and they came up on me from behind and they were so fucking shocked and they stopped and they were like, whoa, you don't even have a light. What's going on? Why are you out here? And I didn't want, they were trying to offer me help and, you know, a way back and stuff. And they were trying to offer me help and they were trying to offer me equipment and stuff and like to go with that, like they wanted to come with me and all this shit, and I was like, nah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine, I know what I'm doing. And eventually they went on, you know, they went off, but I wasn't gonna be carried to the finish line. I had just saved my life. I had just gone through the hardest physical challenge of my life. And a pretty fucking tough mental one as well. And a pretty fucking hard and a pretty fucking difficult mental challenge as well. And I had just fucking overcome all of that. And I had this incredible feeling, you know. And I wasn't going to just fucking walk back with these people with flashlights on their head. I knew that trail now. And I fucking did know that trail. And the fact that I got lost on it deeper in was, I didn't know that part of the trail, but still, it was the trail's fault, not mine, fuck the trail. But I knew what I was fucking doing, and I had, perhaps I had made a mistake earlier on in that day, but I was going to get back to the start of the trail. I was going to make it back out of the fucking park, and I was going to try and even catch the last bus back to the ferry. And I was going to try and get the ferry, the sea bus. Try and get the train, the sky train, back to Burnaby. And then I was going to probably walk home. Because the local bus, C7, probably wasn't running at that time. Or maybe I just decide to walk home anyway. Yeah. But anyway. So yeah, I made it. I made it back. And I made it. Even to the last bus. The last bus was fucking there. And it was waiting for me. And there, I don't think there was anyone else on that bus. It was only me. And the driver of the bus. And that bus took me to the C bus terminal. And then I jumped on the C bus. It might have been the last C bus as well. And then I got across to Waterfront. To Vancouver. And I got on the SkyTrain, maybe the last SkyTrain as well. Could have been, really could have been. And I got back to my station, Metrotown. And then I walked home. I didn't take the local bus home, C7 or C6. No, I walked home. Maybe because it was they weren't running anymore. Or maybe because I just felt like fucking walking. You know. And then I got back home. There are some things that life can't take away from you, you know. There are some things that no other humans, no other animals, no other creatures, no other fucking AIs or aliens or any society or culture or fucking external system or system or government or corporation or anything can take away from you. And that day is one of those fucking days, man. It was fucking extreme. And I made, after I made the mistake, after I turned around and I couldn't fucking find the trail, after I got lost, I made the correct decision at every fucking point. At every fucking point. And the decision to stay on the boulder or keep going, you know, because originally I was thinking like, okay, we stay here. I'm not going to kill myself on this river. I don't want to drown. I don't want to go through that. Don't want to slip. Don't want to fall. Don't want to break my fucking head open and drown and die. So I think it was the right decision to, you know, get up onto that boulder and reassess things and prepare for that, plan for that. But then I also think it was the right decision to push on, to keep going. And luckily enough, and fucking amazingly, when I turned that corner, I was safe. It's one of the true romantic tales of the outdoors. All right. I might make a movie. I'm going to fucking make a movie out of it. I will. And you can make a movie out of it as well if you want to. You have to give me money, but still. Give me a lot of money and you can make a movie out of it. And I did continue hiking after. I continued hiking for like another 2-3 weeks. Maybe even longer than that. Yeah. But my hikes eventually, as it got colder, did become... I mean, I was still like walking around, and I called them city hikes. And I would... I hiked... These are another amazing... These are other amazing things I did. These are fucking amazing. These are some other amazing things I did. Like, I hiked the entirety of multiple SkyTrain lines. Like, from the fucking beginning station to the terminus. The beginning to the end. The whole thing. And I hiked, did these city hikes all throughout Vancouver. And I remember me and my girlfriend, we went to Victoria. We went on a trip to Victoria. And I still got up and I went out, like, hiking around, city hiking around in the dark. Yeah, but it was getting colder. And I had done a lot of the hikes. And, like, yeah. The more extreme hikes were getting, you know, further and further away from... Like, they were closing off, you know. Yeah. And I still have some hikes I want to do that I didn't complete. That I didn't get to do. That I didn't do. Yeah. And I'm going to do them. I will go back. I will go back to North Vancouver and I will do those hikes. And do the old hikes. Do the gross grind. I did 2 gross grinds. I started with 2 gross grinds. Did Mount Frum so many times. So many fucking stories from Mount Frum as well. I did Lynn Peak. Did lots of hikes. I love that area of the world. They're fucking sacred mountains. Okay? If you believe in me, if you believe in my son Jesus Christ, and if you believe in my son Kim Garam, these are sacred mountains to us. And it's in the scripture. It's in the fucking scripture, baby. You go and you go and you go and you go and you see those mountains and you enjoy those mountains. You love those mountains. Oh, they're sacred. They are. They really mean something to me. And I definitely will. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and not only am I going to do all the hikes I've done before and more hikes in North Vancouver and all throughout British Columbia. You know what I'm going to do? I'm a fucking do the exact same thing that I did. I'm going to do this whole extreme getting lost and going through the river back to the start of the trail. I'm fucking do that whole fucking circuit. You know what I was doing the whole thing? It was just creating a new fucking hike for myself. For years later, when I went back, you know? That's what it fucking is. That's what it fucking is. And I know it. I fucking know it. It's burned into my brain. Go to North Van Falls, keep going. 1 kilometer in. Get to the fucking fork. Get down to the river. Go through the river, boulder to boulder. And through the river, when you need to go through the river, which is a lot of times. And then you reach that, you know, that thing that juts out, that jagged edge, and you turn it around, you fucking turn around that. You fucking flip that sumbitch sideways. And you find that entrance, you see that beautiful entrance, and you get back. You fucking get back. I'm gonna do it again. This time, I know exactly the fucking route. I know it all. It was fun. It was fun and extreme, and I nearly died. And it makes me cry. I'm crying. This is me crying. One of the greatest periods of my life, in terms of joy, you know, in terms of fucking joy. I got to get out to the great outdoors more often, you know, periods of time. I think that maybe at some point I'd like to live, you know, deep into, you know, nature of nature. But yeah, I think it's more of a thing where I would very much like to have these, you know, periods of time, you know, several months, several weeks, several days even, it can be as well at times, of doing these kind of having these natural experiences. You do feel great. You do feel great when you are in the mountains, in that kind of backcountry, in that kind of nature. It's wild and it's fun and it's dangerous and you can die. And that day I nearly died. I really did. But I survived. And I will continue to survive. Yes, I will. Fun stuff. It's all fun stuff. Oh, I love Canada. Canada will always be a home. I hated it when I first got there, but Canada, and especially Western Canada, British Columbia, the Lower Mainland as well, Vancouver, Burnaby, North Vancouver. These places, they'll always be in my heart. And a part of me will always be Canadian. Okay? I'm part Canadian. All right? I'm not sure which part, but part of me is Canadian. It's in my heart, baby. It really is. It's in my heart. And so are you. I will see you in the next one. Don't die on any rivers in the meantime. You know, follow my example and survive. Fry.